Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
While I don't believe in calories in, calories out, it's fundamentally correct in the sense that at a certain point, it does matter. If you are not burning enough calories for one reason or another, then you are, and you eat too much, then yeah, you're going to pack on some weight. Now, your body's not stupid, and your body is not a machine in the sense that it's going to be as deterministic as you think. And, and also the types of calories or, what you're eating matters a whole lot more than, necessarily the number of calories. I can guarantee you that 1,000 calories of brownies is going to impact you a whole lot differently than 1,000 calories of a ribeye, which, and I know what I would prefer, the ribeye. So, this question comes up in, part three of, I'm not sure how many parts at this point, of my conversation with Brian Linder, which was already released as a podcast, back, I guess, in May. And we had done the recording, and I'm releasing the podcast on my own feed now in, small bite-sized chunks.
Are you the kind of guy who, obviously, we were in lockdown, we all had, everything was available to us, drinks, food, all of it. Did you struggle? You talked about the availability of liquor, so yeah, you had some of that. How about the eating as well? With that, did you fall back into some of your old habits, or no, you pretty much kept things where you needed them to be?
No, actually, I think that the lockdown made the eating part easier. Yes, there are certain things I've tried to
Tweak. Less travel, so people don't know. So Damon travels an awful lot, so you weren't traveling as much. Is that
easier? So the last trip I did was for CPX last year, right? And that was because I did all three of them, so there was a lot of travel involved. But that was the only trips I did for 2020, and so I went from traveling. You and I probably, maybe you travel a little bit more like locally. Most of mine stuff's involves traveling, longer distances, but it's still travel, right? You're still eating somebody else's food and sleeping in a hotel bed and all that, all of the stuff that goes with traveling. But, the food became a lot easier because, I could control exactly what I was eating, but I also had to tweak what I had in the house, right? So for example, having nuts in the house is probably not a great thing for me because, I can eat too many of those. And nuts are not the worst thing in the world to eat, but the too much of it is probably not a good thing. And so I did have to tweak, I can't have this for a while because I'm eating too much of it. Right. And because it made it a lot easier because I was able to control what I was eating and make better choices. But at the same time, I don't care what it is you're eating, you can overeat anything. And that's, you can say that calories in, calories out is BS. It's still true. You have less control over that equation than you think, but you still, can't eat anything with impunity, right? There's still a natural limit to what you can eat because.
So there exists no food in your diet today that you allow yourself to eat in, practically speaking, unlimited amounts.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think there are things you could probably eat more of and be okay with, but at a certain point it's like, okay, your body's going to tell you when you're done, right? That's the other thing is that, if I see that I'm going to overeat something to a point where it's, where I know it's going to be not necessarily good, then that's a clear sign that I probably shouldn't have that in the house. So, I think that's true with anything. It's, I'll eat a lot of meat, right? I mean, because I can only eat so much of that, right? Before your body just kind of goes, forget, okay, I'm done, right? I'm stomach. And that's the other thing too, is I try not to eat to the point where I'm like so full that I'm just like, that's a whole different thing. But there's nothing that you can eat with impunity. I think it's everything has a cost to it. Some things are better than others. And I'm not going to be eating Oreos to impunity for sure. That's the other thing is when you eat something that's off your diet, whatever your diet is, right. You're going to know you make the calculus when you say you're going to have it, right. They say, okay, I know that it's going to be, that this is not, like I went out to dinner with some family friends. It was his birthday, and we went to a German restaurant. So of course there was beer, which
it's not the healthiest food in the world by definition. So,
And there was a pretzel involved, and so, And I knew going into that that was going to be okay. So, you know, I kind of wrote that off, right? And that's and by the way, that's okay to do every now and again, right? I think it's very easy to get I don't know what's the word paranoid about the whole thing, or just in like, oh, I can't have anything. Well, you know, actually, you do want to have a little bit of flexibility in your life, but you have to know kind of there. You know, I hate the word moderation because there's some things you probably shouldn't moderate, but there is. But at the same time, life's going to happen, and you're going to be in a situation where you can't necessarily control things. And so, when it happens, you can't beat yourself up for it. And I knew the next day, it's like I gained 7 pounds because of that meal, right? And it was all water weight, of course. It went away in 3 days, but that's neither here nor there. But that's the thing you realize is that once you find whatever your optimal diet is, and you stray from it for an evening or whatever, you'll make that decision next time. You go, was it really worth doing that? And you kind of, you know, so like on a night like that, I say, okay, I'm going to have the X and the Y, but I'm not going to have the Z, whatever that is. And it's, so there's a,
are you, and you have to premeditate that decision, right? Can't be made on the fly, really. Can it, or can it? Maybe you're at a point now where you can do it on the fly, but would you agree most people have to kind of premeditate that?
I think if you go into it knowing what you're going to do, I didn't think about the pretzel part of it, but I knew going in, okay, this is going to be, you know, I'm going to do something, but I also, I've learned to navigate and figure out, okay, I can have this, I can't have, you know, you premeditate part of it, right? Knowing that you're going to go in, like if you're going to go to a party, you're like, okay, and you know, the host makes something that is way off your diet, right? You say, okay, I know I'm going to have that, right? But then when you have it, you might discover that it's worth it or not, or you feel worse the next day that you kind of go, okay, well, maybe that wasn't worth it. And so you're always in this tuning process of figuring out, okay, what is worth it? And so, you know, it's if you have something all the time, it's not nearly that special. But if you have you have the once a year, okay, like I go to, like I don't eat hummus very often, right? Or I don't eat it because it's very high in carbs. But when I go to Israel, oh yeah, I'll have the hummus there because it's awesome, right? So there's certain things you go, okay, I don't have them all the time. It's going to be special because I'm going to have it with this one person at this one time, and you know, so you do premeditate it. But there are times when it's going to come up, and you have to minimize the number of times that it's going to come up, and you want to minimize the number of opportunities for it. But it does, yeah, there's a little bit of premeditation, a little bit of I can have this, but what you can't do is allow that to go into an entire day, an entire week, an entire month, which is usually what happens, right? And so you can't just, you have to get back right back on the horse and say, okay, I've done that. I'm happy, you know, and you check in with yourself and you figure out how you feel because that's another thing we don't really pay much attention to. I think when we're trying to improve our health is how do we feel? Because if we feel like crap, then maybe something is wrong. And then that's your body telling you something's not right. And then from there, you've got to, you have to tune it. And so that's where, okay, I might go off script for a little bit, and then I'll have that and I'll go, okay, that first of all, that didn't taste very good. And second of all, I feel like crap, so I'm not doing that again. And that actually jumping off the wagon occasionally helps you strengthen your resolve, I think, or at least it does for me, because I know I can't have that, and I know I'm not missing anything now. So, let's put it this way. My family, you know, there's cookies made in my house at certain times of the year. Right. And I know how they're made, right? Because I watch my wife and my daughter make the cookies.
You witness the making, yes.
Yes. So I know it's in them, and I've at a certain point just kind of went with those, I don't want them, right? So they smell nice, but I'm like, no, that doesn't, you know, I mean,
you're willing and
I also know that they might be a trigger food for me. So that's why I avoid them. So my family isn't offended by the fact that I don't eat the cookies.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.